Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the second episode of The Unknown. I'm your host, Kaylin, and today we are talking about Bigfoot. Today I'm going to have a special guest star that is going to be talking with me about the creature. But first, I would like to credit my resources. I got my information from strangerdimensions.com/featured/Bigfoot-sightings-2019. And todayifoundout.com/index.php/2013/05/the-origin-the-of-the-bigfoot-legend. Now, what is Bigfoot? People think he is a myth, others think he's real. But what exactly is this creature? Now, I want you to think about that. Now, I'm going to share with you some witness accounts of the creature from the website Stranger Dimensions. Number 1, May 2019. Two sightings occurred within the span of 1 week this month in northern Georgia. On May 20th, a nearly 8-foot-tall bipedal creature was reported between LNJ and Blue Ridge at 8:30 p.m. near a small community known as Cherry Log. A second sighting was reported near Clayton, Georgia, in the early morning hours of May 27th. The two locations are about 75 miles away from each other, though both witnesses described the towering creatures as dark in color, leading to some wonder if the sightings are related. Edward Lee, the man who spotted the creature at Cherry Log, described it as hairy with very long arms like a primate. He estimated that it stood about 7 to 8 feet tall. Notably, it also had a pointed head. Lee had been driving down the highway when he saw the potential cryptid loitering just off the road. The creature then wandered back into the woods and seamlessly vanished. Now, number two is January 2019. Not everything out in the woods is as it seems, and not everything is so unusual either. In January, numerous sightings of glowing red eyes led to official response from a local animal shelter in Davie County, North Carolina. Residents witnessed glowing eyes while driving down Pine Ridge Road. That's scary. Can you imagine seeing that coming from the woods? Now, when we continue to the next segment, I will bring in my guest star, and we will talk about the origin story of Bigfoot. Welcome back to the next segment. Now, let's talk about the beginning of Bigfoot. This is my guest star, Torin. Hi.
Hi.
Now, according to todayifoundout.com, it states that stories of the giant hairy creature appears to be half man and half ape, and have existed in various parts of the world for many centuries. In fact, the continent not to have stories of wild men is Antarctica. In the Himalayas, it's the Yeti. In Canada, it's a Sasquatch. In northwest United States, it's Bigfoot. Bigfoot is described by believers as being between 6 and 8 feet tall, with large forehead and pronounced brow, like a caveman's, and rounded, crested head like a gorilla's. He is covered in brown or red hair and has enormous feet that are his namesake, with the biggest estimation at a whopping 2 feet long by 8 inches wide. Now, Torin, I'm going to ask you some questions about Bigfoot.
Okay.
Do you think Bigfoot is real?
I don't know yet.
What would you do if he was real and you actually saw him?
Call the police.
What, if the police couldn't do anything about it, what would you do?
Get a gun and do it myself.
Do you know anybody who has seen the creature? Or claim to?
Uncle Scotty?
Do you want to see him?
No.
Okay, guys, well, that's all the time we have for today. Thank you guys for listening to another episode of The Unknown. I'm Kaylin, this is Torin, and remember, what you don't know is scarier than what you do know. Thank you again. Please feel free to check out those websites. They have good information about Bigfoot. I really enjoyed making this episode. The next episode will be about Spooklight Hill in Indiana.
And we are brother and sister.
Okay, bye.